Long time since we had this quest to learn with the Piyazat Sanarabi. So Baruch Hashem. It's good to be back. Okay, Oschav Da'alad on page Shin Mem. Im kvar nisisa es hakol alecha v'loho alta. If you've tried Gern, Yeshua Meir's Gern. If you've tried everything and you've been unsuccessful. You've tried everything to work on yourself. And nothing has lifted you up the way that you'd like to be lifted up, the way that you know that you should be lifted up. Im kvar orart es atzmecha b'chol emtzayim v'lo nis'ora nafshecha. If you use every technique, emtzai, every type of method or technique, every type of stepping stone, hoping that it will be a stepping stone to the next level, to the elevated an inspired state that your soul desires to live in, and it's not working. Velonis ora nafshachan. It's not working. Lizar b'chol advarim shetzrich lizar b'em. You want to guard yourself from all the things that a Jew should be guarded in, but all the things that you've tried don't seem to work, or at least they don't seem to last. Ulishtoki b'poal hachukin v'chisufin shetzrich lishtoki b'em. In terms of the sore meira, you have failed, and in terms of the longing that a Jew should have. To have a longing and a desire and a burning ratzon to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not working. So says the Rebbe, if all of the other techniques have failed, try something that maybe you haven't tried yet. And that is Aseizos. Do the following. Aseizos efo tzayer ba'atzmecha she'ata tzadik. Close your eyes and draw a picture of yourself in your mind that you are a tzadik. Are you a tzadik? Are you a tzaddik? Are you tricking yourself? You're pretending to be a tzaddik. It's like the Aseres made tshuva. You know, we're going to eat Pas Yisrael for a couple of days to trick God just to get past Yom Kippur, and then once we're in the clear, we'll go back to our old ways. Well, this one we're trying to figure out. What is that? Am I tricking Hashem? What does it mean, tzayer ba'atzmecha she'ata tzaddik? Picture in your mind that you are a tzaddik. So the truth is, you are a tzaddik. You are a tzaddik. Look at the second source on the Maariv Makomos sheet, a very simple source. We're very familiar with it. We all know it. Mishnah Maseches Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek li'olam haba. Every Jew has a chelek li'olam haba. Shenemar va'amech kulam tzadikim. La'olam yirshu aretz netzer matai ma'asei adai lispar. Va'amech kulam tzadikim. Obviously, collectively, the Jewish people are righteous. Rav Kook used to say that while we sometimes have to assess individuals on being on different levels, but certainly Klal Yisrael, when you look at Klal Yisrael, no matter, even when Klal Yisrael as an entity is doing bad things, Klal Yisrael is for sure righteous. But really, even Bein Adam La'atzmo, even on the individual level, V'ameh chulam tzadikim, the nation is made up of tzadikim. So when the Piyazat Zarebi says, picture yourself as a tzadik, it's not tricking yourself. It's tapping into the Nekudas HaTzadik that's inside of you. V'ameh kulam tzadikim. Kol Yisrael yishlam chelek l'olam haba. Every Jew has a guaranteed portion in the world to come. Because, like we spoke about a little bit last week, there's a part of a Jew that's absolute. There's a part of a Jew that is non-negotiable, will never be destroyed by any Yetzer Hara. There's a part of you that is a tzadik, that the emes is a tzadik. It's the Purim, it's the Nekuda of Purim, so to speak, in a Jew. It's the Paraduma, like we explained last week. It's the Magin Avraham. It's the guarded part as a Yerusha from Avram Avinu that we have, that's protected. It's hard to understand why that is, but that's what it is. V'amechulam tzadikim, a Jew is be'etzam a tzadik. Kol Yisrael yishlam chelek l'olam haba. That's a metzias. That's the reality. So therefore, says the Piyazat Rebbe, so try to picture yourself for who you really are. Picture yourself as a tzaddik. Try to tap into that image of who you could be, and not who you could be, who you are. It's even more. It's not just who you could be. It's not paint the picture of some strange, unusual version of yourself that could never be. Paint the picture of yourself that could be. That if you make the following choices, this could be. This is where I could be. I can look back at my life 50 years out from now, and I could be a tzaddik. Why not? Who says not? The Navi says yes. Try to picture, paint an image of your soul at its root, at its essence. Again, your ideal self. And and picture what it's going to be like when your neshama is detached from this lowly world and from the desires of the body, and the neshama is able to be a source of joy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Hashem rejoices with it, as they stroll together, as your neshama strolls with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Gan Elokim Be'eden. Develop and enrich and deepen this awareness and this picture. Have it constantly before your eyes. Not the version of yourself where we see ourselves in our worst state. Try to picture yourself in your best state. Try to live with that image before your eyes. And it's impossible when a Jew thinks of himself for who he really is, when he spends his time meditating upon the tzidkus that lies inside of himself, it's much easier for him to make the right choice. Because if he tells himself all the time, I'm nothing so special, I'm just a regular guy. Or I'm a young person, I'll get there one day. If you always use that excuse, if a person convinces himself that who am I to hold myself to such a high standard, so then he's not going to be zahir in these things. But if he walks around saying, I'm a tzaddik, because I really am, and of course I'm going to nurture that and develop it over the course of a lifetime, but be'etzem, my very essence is that I'm a tzaddik, and I'm better than that, and I don't need to make that bad choice, because that's not who I am, that's not who I really am. So then it's impossible, says the Piyaz Etzner, that he won't be ma'orer himself with Zahirus Yisera. He'll certainly be more careful about the things he does. Shalo letanev es yakar tifarta, kishehi nesuna bezroas malkosh olam, that he won't soil, he won't damage, or ruin the splendor of his existence when he sees himself in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The same way there are certain things you wouldn't do if you're in front of your Rebbe, or in front of your parents, or in a certain type of environment, or if you're wearing a certain type of garment, you're that much more careful not to get it dirty. So he says, so if you walk around in the garb, in the spiritual garb, in the mindset of a tzaddik, so you're that much more sensitive, you're that much more aware. Instead of giving yourself a heter to think less, you demand of yourself to be more self-aware and to think more. Uchuka ad kalos hanefesh liskos lazet is or becha. And you're going to yearn, mamish ad kalos hanefesh, to the point of self-negation. Right? The point that your soul is just jumping out of its body with a desire, with a longing to actualize that desire. That you want to become that tzaddik. If you walk around picturing yourself as that tzaddik, if that's the image of who you know you can be, again, not a falsified image of self, but a true realization of va'ame chulam tzaddikim, and you'll strive for that, and you'll yearn for that, then eventually your neshama, with its deep longing, will do everything it can to actualize that. And it will actualize that. It will become a reality. It'll become a reality for that person. I want to use this piece from the Piyaz Etzner to help us transition from Purim to Pesach. Okay, so turn to page 2 for a second. Page 2 means the second sheet of paper. And I want to learn a little piece from Rav Kluger. It's a Purim piece, but I want to use it again to transition from Purim to Pesach. Starting on page Reish Lamed Dalet in the Nezer Yisrael, in the second volume of the Nezer Yisrael, from Rav Avraham Tzvi Kluger. The second volume is on Moadim. And he has in his Ziv HaMoadim on Purim, he has a piece called Nekudas HaTzadik Ba'aras HaPurim. So let's see if this is what the Piyaz Etzner Rebbe is talking. We know from the Medrash that all of the holidays will be batel in the future with the exception of Chanukah and Purim. Purim lives on forever. Purim, like we explained last week, Paraduma, Purim, Magin Avraham, the Pintaliyid, V'amei Chulam Tzadikim, Kol Yisrael Yisrael Chayek Olam Haba. Those are all Bechinos of the same idea. That there's a part of ourself that's eternally good and will never be destroyed and withstands the test of time. That's what Purim is. Hainu, Sha'aras HaPurim Hu Bechinas Etzem. That the illumination of Purim is the revelation of essence. Even more so than Yom HaKippurim, which is certainly a day of essence. Purim goes even beyond that. It's the day of Etzem, the essential expression of self. V'lo Levushim. And it's not a day of what? Of garments, really. It's a day of costumes. So I always like to say, the avodah of putting on a costume on Purim is to take the costume off after Purim. Then when you take it off, you strip away, you say, I'm not actually a monkey, and I'm not actually Donald Trump, and I'm not LeBron James, and I'm not any of the things that I dressed up of, and I'm not a mermaid, and I'm not a giant banana. Right? This is who I really am. So on Purim, we're coming to the realization of who we are and who we're not. U'bechinas etzem lo batil la'olam. And that which is essential can't be negated. The essence of something is the part that lives on forever. Just like a child cannot separate from that reality that he's a child of his parents. A husband and wife can choose to divorce. A parent and a child, it's a biological reality. There's nothing you can do to erase that reality. That's what it means, etzem. That on Purim, there's a revelation of the essential love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. Even when the odds are against us. Even when it looks like Hashem is hiding. It's like a parent will sometimes say to a child, oh, I love the way that you've been learning Torah. Or I love the way you've been acting with such good midos toros. So it sounds like the parent's love is dependent upon something. I love you because you got good grades in school. I love you because you shared your toys with your sibling. But even though a parent means well when they say such a thing, when a parent says, I'm so proud of you that, or I'm so proud of you because, even though of course the parent means well, the parent's pointing out the positive behaviors of that child, but the etzem, right, he says essentially there's something a little bit of a chisaron in that type of language. Because you're teaching your child, I love you because you do X, Y, or Z. And what happens if the child stops doing X, Y, or Z? The child thinks, my parent loves me because I did well on my Chumash test. My parent loves me because I cleaned up my toys or put my plate in the sink after dinner. But when a parent says to a child, I love you because you're my child, period. I love you because I love you. Then the parent reveals to the child that I love you. I love you in a love that's not totally on any davar. It's not based on any specific behavior, any specific action that you do. It's simply a love that's essential love. So when Hashem came to take us out of Mitzrayim, as we're preparing for their Pesach, we're going to be sitting by the Seder so soon. We have to turn our heads on to get our brains start thinking about that. Yeah, when Moshe is being told, it's time to take B'nai Yisrael to Mitzrayim, Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really? What do they have? By what merit do they deserve to leave Mitzrayim? V'amar lo, Hashem Yisbach, and Hashem says, I'll tell you. When the Jews come out of Mitzrayim, they're going to come to Har Sinai, they're going to be Kabbalah the Torah, they're going to serve me 613 mitzvos. They're going to do a ton of things, the Jewish people. So you read that pasuk, and it appears, says Rav Kluger, Hayanira kizosi basa'av. It sounds like Hashem loves us because when we get the Torah, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. Sheba asid yu la'am sheyishru asa Torah. Ulam la'achar. But the truth of the matter is, what Shir HaShirim reveals to us, what happened after the Jews sinned by Chedah Egel in this past week's Parsha, when there was a foul smell amongst Klal Yisrael, Paul Moshe Rabbeinu b'yom HaKippurim sheyomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu salachti kedvaracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael. O oz nisgala avas ha'etzim liYisrael. Then, after that tragic sin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still willing to show us that He forgives us, that He loves us, that even though we terribly disappointed Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll remember the good times and forget the bad times, that Chazal point out in the Medrash. So that reveals the essential love Hashem has for the Jewish people. Vizos pe'ulas hatzadik. Now look carefully, here's why I brought this piece. Look where it's underlined. Vizos pe'ulas hatzadik. Ligalos b'leiv Yisrael es atzimus ha'ava shebeinam lekonam lamala mitam v'das. The avoda of the tzaddik, and now we're talking about the tzaddik not inside of ourselves, but the tzaddik outside of ourselves. When we attach ourselves to righteous people, the tzaddik is the one who conveys to us this message that Hashem loves you, period. Because your Yetzer Hara is going to tell you, no, but you don't tzaddik, you don't understand what I did. And the tzaddik's going to explain to you, it's not about what you did or didn't do. There's an essential love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. And the tzaddik is the one who has the ability to convey in a way that's believable, because the tzaddik himself truly believes it, has an ability to convey to a yid that Hashem loves you in a way that goes beyond explanation. It's lamala mitam v'das. It's completely beyond anything you can wrap your head around. And therefore, don't tell me you did X, Y, or Z. Yes, you need to do tshuva for that. Yes, you should be doing more mitzvos. But the tzaddik is the one who's megalit to Klal Yisrael, reveals to Klal Yisrael this reality that Hashem loves you, period. V'zehu sod mashakasav chazal b'makom shabalei tshuva omdim ein tzaddikim gemorim yecholim la'amor. And this is related to the secret of the Maimar Chazal in Brachos that says in the place that the Baal Tshuva stands, the Tzadik Gomor is not able to stand. What does that mean? It means the revelation of love that the Jews felt from HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Chedah Egel could only be felt after Chedah Egel. So the Baal Tshuva, the one who does Averos, again, not that we encourage Averos, I'm going to be very clear about that, but there's a certain love that can only be felt. There's a certain love a parent can only have for a child when the child is struggling. And the child says, wow, I never knew my parent loved me so much. Why couldn't the parent express that love when the child was doing great? The answer is because when the child is doing great, sometimes the love gets shrouded in the good test scores and the good behavior and the nachas that the parent gets from the child. It's when the child falls apart, which when the child has a difficulty in his life or her life, that the parent is able to express a love, that our love goes beyond any difficulty. Our love goes beyond any handicap, any emotional or physical handicap. That's why the love that a parent will express for a child who's born with a physical handicap will seemingly be so much stronger and greater than the children who are, you know, quote unquote, the normal healthy children. Why is that? The answer is because given that circumstance, it creates an opportunity for the parent to express, to reveal that which sometimes gets caught in Levushim, gets caught in the garments. So that's the revelation that came after the Chet HaEgel. That the place that the Baal Tshuva stands, the love and the realization of the absolute relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael becomes revealed in the sin even more so than it becomes revealed in the good behavior. Okay, turn to the top of the next page. V'zeh she'om b'tfilas arvis. This is the back page. V'zesh orim b'tfilas arvis, avas olam beis Yisrael amcha havta. Avas olam. Hainu avas etzem. Essential love. Ula acher mikein mazkirin Torah mitzvos chukum mishpatim osan lamata. Yes, it's true, Hashem, you taught us Torah and mitzvos. But before any of that, before we talk about the details of what we're going to do for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to do. Don't you dare walk out of here thinking this means, oh, this is great. Got a free pass. I got a double free pass. I got a free pass from Rav Kluger because Hashem loves me no matter what. And more than that, if I think, well, this is just Chassidus, so you know, not everyone agrees. What do you mean? We saw a Mishnah today. I'm done before I start. I'm automatically in. I'm a tzaddik. I can be the biggest Rosh. I'm a tzaddik. The place of a Baal Tshuva is a higher level. I'll do Tshuva the last second of my life, and I'll be bigger than the Chazon Ish. I'll be bigger than the Chafetz Chaim. So God forbid. Obviously, you have to learn Chassidus in a mature way. But what we say every single night at Ma'ariv is that there's an Avas Olam, there's an absolute love that precedes what? That comes before Torah Mitzvah, Chukum Mishpatim, Osan Lamata. Hainu Ikari Chayav Shal Yehudi, the essential things that a Jew lives with, Nasiach B'chukecha, Nismach Adivir Samatar Asecha, Mitzvah Li Olam Vaed, Kiyim Chayinu V'archimeinu. A Jew has to be obsessed with mitzvos. You have to love mitzvos. And yet, what's being revealed to us in that bracha of Ma'ariv is the realization that what? That there's an ava that goes above and beyond. And that's why, how do we conclude the bracha? He says at the end of the paragraph, Ba'avascha al tasir mimenu le'olamim. Baruch atah Hashem ohev amo Yisrael. We make a bracha, ohev amo Yisrael. A bracha on Hashem's love for us. What if it was a really bad day? What if we did a lot of averos that day? So skip ma'ariv that night. Safik brachas lahakel. Hashem probably doesn't love you tonight, so maybe skip the bracha. We don't skip the bracha. The answer is because it's an absolute love, and he says it even stronger in the next paragraph. Because if you look in the siddur of the Baal Tanya, there's a siddur. It was originally called siddur tfilos lechol hashana imperish divrei elokim chayim. That's what he's referring to here. The Siddur Divrei Elokim Chaim La'admor Hazakim V'chein B'Sidurei HaSvardim. And the Siddur of the Svardim, you find, right, this is what we would call Nusach Ari. What girsa do you find there? Va'avasra, right? Ha'girsa hi va'avasra lo sasur mimenu lo'olamim. What's the difference between saying Va'avascha al tasir versus lo sasur? Al tasir is a tefillah, is a bakasha. Hashem, please don't take away your love. You could, but I'm begging you not to. Lo sasur is stating a fact. In the Nusach Ari, we're stating a fact. Lo sasur, it's an absolute reality. Not Hashem, please don't take away your love. Hashem, lo sasur, you will not take away your love. You do not take away your love. You cannot take away your love. Hainu she'einzu bakasha, it's not a request. Sha'al yasir Hashem yisbarach ha'ava. Please, I'm begging you. I know I've been really bad. But, you know, I promise I'll be better. Mishum she'davar ze'eino. I don't have to make a request. Ki avas etzemhi, because it's essential love. What we're doing is we're declaring a fact. We're not asking. We're stating that your love for me and for every single Jew is an avas olam, cannot be taken away. And that's what the tzaddik is revealing to us. The tzaddik comes to reveal. When you're connected to the tzaddik has the ability to take the most broken Jew and to convince him that there's an avas olam. The Lubavitch Rebbe could take a most broken Jew and rinse him off and cleanse him, and he walks out of the room a different person. He stripped away all the levushim and got him back down to the essential love that Hashem has for him. The way that Rabbi Nachman, we're going to learn a piece in Likutei Moran in a couple of moments. Rabbi Nachman was one of the greatest experts in being able to take a Jew and to show him this. Not to convince him, because you're not selling. It's not like a used car salesman. You're not trying to sell anything. You're just trying to be, just trying to reveal a reality. And the reality is, Ahavas Olam, Ohev Amo Yisrael, Lo Sasur Mimenu Laolam. It can never be taken away. Don't use this as an excuse to do a virus. But use this to mechazik yourself, to be a better Jew. And I think, again, this is what the PSS Rebbe is talking about. When the PSS Rebbe says, close your eyes and picture the tzaddik, the ideal tzaddik that you are, A, attach yourself to tzaddikim so you can get a sense of what a tzaddik looks like. But B, tap into that, and hopefully that tzaddik can help you to realize it. But the PSS are saying, even being adam la'atzma, you don't need someone to convince you of it. You need to just close your eyes and think about, I know who I could be. I know, I've seen revelations of self where I've caught a moment of tzidkus of myself in my life. I was going to save this line for later in the week, but I'll share it now. Because it's one of my favorite lines. When they once asked the great tzaddik from Yerushalayim, Rav Aryeh Levin, they asked him, tell us, Rebbe, are you one of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim? Tell us the truth. I mean, we usually think the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim were very hidden. Rav Aryeh, his chesed and his tzidkus was well known, but it was also, as much as we knew, there was a lot we didn't know. So someone once had the chutzpah to ask him, I said, Rebbe, Rav Aryeh Levin, come on, tell us. Are you one of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim? Tell us the truth. Are you one of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim? When they asked the Chazon Ish the same question, the Chazon Ish, they said to the Chazon Ish, you want the Lamed Rav Tzaddikim? He said, no, I'm number 37. I'm just, you know, almost made the cut. I'm number 37. So they asked Rav Aryeh Levin, are you one of the Lamed Rav Tzaddikim? And Rav Aryeh said the most profound answer. He said, sometimes I am, and sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I am, and sometimes I'm not. What's the pshat? The pshat is, that we all do things where, you know, where we're not living up to our potential. We're not living up to the tzidkus within ourselves. We're not expressing and revealing the chelek l'olam haba that's inside of ourselves. The avam echulam tzaddikim. Right? The nishmas chayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into us. But the tzaddik comes to remind us that what? That this is who you are. And even though sometimes it's not always on, but turn it on. Turn that light on. Close your eyes, says the PSS therapy, and picture the tzaddik you know you could be. Even if you can't do it all the time. Mashpia likes to tell a story when the Sadma Rav first came to America. He said he was in New York. And, you know, they used to have these kosher delicatessens. Some of them were more kosher than others. Probably none of them were up to the standards of kashrus today in America. But they had this, he said, he was walking down the street. Sam Rebbe was going down the street with his entourage, and he sees this neon sign on one of these kosher delicatessens, and it's flashing on and off kosher. This neon sign. So Sam Rebbe says, oh, the flash is on and off kosher. Sometimes it is kosher, sometimes it's not kosher, sometimes it is kosher, sometimes it's not kosher. That's what Aryeh Levin was saying. Sometimes I am a Lamed Vav Tzaddik, sometimes I'm not a Lamed Vav Tzaddik, sometimes I am a Lamed Vav, right? But the goal is to try, because the PSS Rebbe says, as much as you can, keep that picture of the ideal self in front of your eyes. That's what the tzaddik comes to do. The one who is the tzaddik all the time, the real tzaddik, the Mordechai tzaddik, the Moshe Rabbeinu, who learns the lesson here that even after Chayre Egal, Klal Yisrael have the love of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's an Avas Olam. So it says Rav Kluger in the bottom right hand paragraph, Giloy Zehu Hipech Klipas Amalik. This revelation is the opposite of what Amalek tries to get us to believe. The Amalek who tries, very convincingly at times, to get us to entirely give up on ourselves. Shemitami es Yisrael al yedei shemitateya behem she'avas Hashem yisbarach la'amo tluya bedargas hasagasam sheim omnim ba. Amalek tries to convince a Jew that Hashem's relationship with you is entirely dependent upon your grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your awareness of God, your connection to God. Im lakach matov. And if that's true, then great. Im einam ru'uyim chas v'shalom. But if we're not, sara ava chas v'shalom. Then God forbid the ava leaves us. Shaisat fluya b'davar l'tanasa. According to Amalek's taina, you got to earn God's love. And if you don't earn God's love, that's it. Acha emes sha'ava hi atzmis. Val kein hi nitzchis. But the reality is that what? That Purim is a yom tov of netzach. And the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is what? Is netzach. Chuasam ha'isa la'netzach. Ha'arizu hi ha'ariz koach ha'tzadik. That's what the tzadik comes to teach us. Again, the absolute connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'hofech el acher la'el achad. The tzadik comes to convince us that what? When the Amalek says el acher, that you worship more than one God, the tzadik says, no, you don't. You only worship Hashem. He said, yeah, but I did it. Tzadik says, you only believe in Hashem. You, the essential you, only believes in Hashem. Mavari she'ein mitzias shal acher. There is no el acher. The Arizal says that el acher is gematria Amalek. El is 31, acher is 209, is 240, is gematria Amalek. Amalek says el acher. Ayid says no. Kel echad. I believe in one God. Mavari she'ein mitzias shal acher. There's no acher. Hatali b'maisav. When I start looking at the pieces of my life, then that's acher, 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 even if it's mitzvos. Ela kol ha'aretz kel echad. It's one mitzvah shel va'avascha al tasser, or lo sasser rather, nimenu la'olamim. That no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose me and stick by me. And that's what Mordechai HaTzadik was teaching us by refusing to bow to Haman. Rav Kluger writes in the next paragraph, Mordechai's absolute refusal to bow before Haman says that there's a part of me that you will never take away. Can never be destroyed. There's a love that I know that Hashem has even for these Jews who are eating at Tzudasa Shal Achashverosh, as the Gemara itself reveals. Why did Hashem scare us on the outside? Because they only sinned on the outside. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah. They were scared to the point that they thought the Klal Yisrael was going to be destroyed. And then nothing happened. So why were we scared? The Gemara says, why did Hashem terrify us on the outside? Why was there this outward display that the Jews are going to be destroyed by Haman? And then in the end, truthfully, nothing happened. Because the Gemara says, because when they went to Sudasa Shal Achashverosh, when they bowed down to Haman's, when they bowed down to Haman, and they bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar in the previous generation, right? It was all, the Gemara says, Lifanim. It was all on the outside. It was all on the surface. But on the inside, that's not who they were. And that's what Mordechai is trying to say to them by refusing to bow. Go to the last paragraph. V'zos sod melchemes ha-rasha b'tzadik. And this is why the Russia comes and fights against the tzadik. In all the generations, it's the tzadik who's targeted. Because the tzadik, again, now we're not talking about the tzadik inside of ourselves, but it's equally true. The tzadik, the Jewish leaders, are the ones. You know how crazy the Nazis were in hunting the tzadikim? Why? Or were they scared they were going to give chizuk to the Jews? And the answer is yes. They were scared they were going to give chizuk to the Jews. I read this past Shabbos. I read the biography of Rabbi Yisrael Zev Gusman. Rav Gusman was the youngest dayan in Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski's based in Vilna. He became a dayan in his 20s, which was unbelievable. And Rav Gusman suffered terribly during the war. He was one of the few members of that Beistin who was viciously targeted by the Nazis. Yimach Shon, the Nazis came after Rav Chaim Ozer's Beistin. They were looking for them. The Marcheshes. Remember we learned the Marcheshes. We learned the Marcheshes in the Shita of the Bahag and Daf Dalid in Maseches Megillah about women in Kriyas Megillah, right? And the Marcheshes tried to explain the Bahag, why can't a woman read the Megillah for a man? Because there's two aspects. Maybe there's an aspect of Halal, which women are usually exempt from. We had the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Yeah? The Marcheshes. Rav Chana Chenoch Aegis. He was the oldest Dayan on that basin. And what the Nazis Yimach Shemam did to the Marcheshes, you'd rip out your hair if you read about the weeks that they held him in captivity and tortured him. And he would not break. He would not break. He says, "You'll never take Hashem away from me." They tortured him to death. Rav Gusman's own 4-year-old child was murdered in his arms. His only son was murdered in his arms. But the tzaddikim are targeted by the Rishayim. Why? Why do the Rishayim have such a thing against the tzaddikim? Because they understand the tzaddik holds the secret to the essential love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. The tzaddik is the one who tells the Jewish people there's going to be life after the Holocaust. No matter what Hitler Yimach Shemo says, no matter how methodical he is in trying to round this up, we're going to survive. V'zeh sod melchemes harasha b'tzadik. Od miyamei paro shebikesh lichvosh esishol tachtav. From the times of Paro, take off pasach lilachem moshion shel Yisrael. Paro sets his eyes on who? The Savior. He knows that there's a Savior. We got to find it. The irony, of course, is that Moshe is being raised in his own home. But he's trying desperately to find the one. Right? Kill all the baby boys so we can make sure that we get the tzaddik. Yadiki kol kochel gvaraso kishvei chartumav kulam betelim ka'ayin. El mul oso tino kabal olam. That child who's going to be the tzaddik. Paro knew, I have to get that tzaddik, otherwise I'm finished. If the tzaddik exists, then the Jews are going to win. Ukamo kein haman arashta, 5 lines from the end. Asher hefech hipech goralos limso yom shenedar haymeno kolach tzaddik. And he rejoiced, Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to kill the Jews in the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. But he didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu is pashtusa de Moshe b'chol dar v'dar. He didn't realize that there's a tzaddik in every generation. And it's not just that Moshe was the tzaddik. Every door has tzaddikim, and amichulam tzaddikim, and every Jew is a tzaddik. And so, of course, you'll never be able to erase that nekuda of tzidkus from Klal Yisrael. Okay, turn back to the sheets that I gave you now, and I want to end with a piece from Lakutei Moran. Rabbi Nachman writes in Torah Nunvav. It's also a little bit of a Purim piece, but again, it helps us to understand that transition from Purim to Pesach, and again, the manifestation, the revelation of the Nekuda of Malchus, which is just another way of saying this Nekuda of Tzidkus, of Tzaddik inside of every Jew. Rabbi Nachman writes Os Aleph. Every Jew has an aspect of Malchus. Paro in Mitzrayim wanted to cause the Jews to descend into Katnas HaMochem. Mitzrayim, Mitzarim. To be closed in, to feel trapped. To not be able, like we learned in Arachayim HaKadosh this past week, to lift up our heads after doing an Aveira. To believe that the show can go on. That we could hear the Salachti Kidvarecha. So says Rabbi Nachman, every Jew has an aspect of Malchus. Every Jew has a royal aspect inside of himself. Really? I'm part of the royal family? Yes, you are. And you need to think about that. That's what the P.S.S. Rebbe is telling us. Picture it. Try to understand that. And each person according to his measure, each person has a different type of Malchus. Every Jew is a ruler of a kingdom. Let's let Rabbi Nachman explain what that means. Yeshu so Rebbe Beso. Some people are the head of their household. I mean, the only place that they dominate in an external sense, where they're in control, where they can tell people what to do, is in their own house. V'yeshu Moshe Bioser, and some people have a larger kingdom, have a stronger position of authority. V'chein Yeshu Moshe al kol ha'olam, and there are people who rule the whole world. Kol echel lefi b'chinas malchus sheishlo, each person according to his malchus. The Bechinas, and this is what Yisrael and Moshe, when they're setting up Klal Yisrael, different types of leaders, Sari Alafim, Sari Meos, Sari Chamishim, Sari Asaros, right? You'll have officers of thousands, officers of hundreds, officers of ten, officers of 50, 10. U'bechinos ha-malchus ha-zos shi'esh b'chol echad, hi b'izgalia v'skasya. And this Malchus expresses itself outwardly and inwardly. And this is what the P.S.S. is trying to get us to tap into. He wants us to look inside of ourselves and find that aspect of tzaddik that really exists, not to create a fake image of yourself, but find that part of yourself that really is the nekuda of tzaddik that we got from Avram Avinu, and we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we got from Mordechai at tzaddik, and we get from Rav Kluger, and we get from Rabbi Nachman, and we get from all the tzaddikim and all the generations, and try to discover it. It'd be a skalia, superficially, in a revealed sense, where is it found? Einu amem shalosh yesh v'chol echad lefi b'chinaso shu moshal elo anashim b'zgalia kvi b'chinas amalchus shalok anizkar le'el. The revealed aspect is what? Is that you're the boss at work and you have six people who are working under you. You're in charge in your house and you can tell your children, you know, please clean up your rooms. That's the revealed aspect of malchus. Uve iskasya, and in a concealed way, who? Every person also has a corresponding inner malchus. And this is fascinating. Look what he says. Sometimes you meet a person who on the outside is actually not in charge of much. He doesn't rule over many people at all. But in a hidden way, and in a very secretive way, he is in fact the ruler and the one who's responsible for those who are beneath his rule. That these souls, again, on the surface, he has nothing to do with them. You don't see the relationship between the two of them. But in a concealed way, he is responsible and their neshamos are beneath him, are subordinate to him. Everyone, guess what? Everyone has a secret kingdom that they're ruling. There are people that you're having a hashpa on, directly or indirectly, that you may or may not realize. There's people who, in a revealed way, look up to you, and there's people in a concealed way who you're having a positive or even negative hashpa upon. There's people who you have nothing to do with, who again are dependent upon the choices that you make. And once in a while there's an individual who in a revealed sense is not in charge of anyone. The Chafetz Chaim sat in his little shack. Yeah? The Chafetz Chaim was a poor person. The Chafetz Chaim looked superficially like this man is not in charge of anyone or anything. He barely can keep his own house together. He's sitting on a wobbly stool. He can't even afford furniture. This guy's not an important person. And yet, says Rabbi Nachman, there's an echad. Sometimes there's an echad. Rabbi Nachman, of course, was talking about himself as well. That it looks, she'ein lo shum memshal, looks like he has no dominion, he has no kingdom. He doesn't rule over anything. But in the most concealed of ways, hu moshal al kol ador, he's in fact in charge of the entire generation. And every move that's being made by every person in the world is directly, in a hidden way, but is directly being impacted by that tzaddik, by that individual. And this person even has the hashpa on the tzaddikim, the other tzaddikim. Ki kol nishmoseim kulam tachas memshalto malchuso v'chulam nichnam u'kfuf me'lav. And everyone is subordinate to him. Rakshahu behalam gadol, but it's a very, very secret matter. Bebechinos, like it says in the Navi Malachi, b'chol mako muktar u'mugash l'shmi. In every place, b'chol mako muktar u'mugash l'shmi, karbanos are being offered to me. So we say, Hashem, I hate to break it to you. Maybe you didn't notice that's not a shul, that's a church. And Hashem says, no, b'chol makom, muktar mugash l'shmi. In every place, what? They're offering karbanos to me. That means even the person, even the Oved Avodah Zarah, he says, sha'af heim Oved Avodah Salilim, im kol zeh be'alam gadol heim kulam nechnam elav yisbach. That even the person who on the surface thinks they're serving another God, that a malik is telling them it's an el acher, but there's a metzias. There's a metzias of ke'al echad. And nothing you can do can overrun that metzias. So in the deepest of ways, b'chol makom, in every place, they're offering karbanos to Hashem. That even the Ovdei Avodah Zarah are secretly, whether they realize it or not, offering karbanos to Hashem. And again, there's an individual who's responsible for guiding the world in that way. There's a tzaddik who's moshel on the entire universe. Go to Os Beis. V'tzarechol echad. It's very important that a person, and this brings us full circle. When the Piazesta Rebbe says, I want you to picture yourself as a tzaddik, don't picture yourself surrounded by, don't picture yourself, you know, with your shamish also next to you. You know what I'm saying? It's not for the kavod of being a tzaddik. It's not for the grandeur that comes with being a tzaddik. Picture yourself as a tzaddik so you can better serve a Kadosh Baruch. Realize that if you're a melech, if you're a moshel, like Rabbi Nachman says here, if you rule over people, if you're a big soul, which you are, don't use that for your own self-serving pride. It's not for your own benefit. When the Piazesta Rebbe says, you've tried everything and you're failing, Now close your eyes and picture yourself as a tzaddik, right? It's for the purpose of getting back on track. To take your malchus and use it as a means of what? Expressing malchus shemayim. That your kingdom is a stepping stone for Hashem's kingdom. Shalotia b'chinas ha-malchus eslo ke'eved l'malus ta'avoto. If you're a melech, don't be an eved. Raktia b'chinas ha-malchus b'chinas ben-chorin. Be a true melech. Set yourself free. Like it says in Kohelis, Ashreich eretz shemalkeich ben-chorin. Happy is the land. Happy is the land whose king is a free man. Don't be a slave to your malchus. Allow your malchus to allow you to be what? Subservient to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's freedom. Shamalchus Yatzlcha ben Chorin Levli Lishtamish Bolaha Anas. And he says, Vizeh Bechinas Mordechai. Concludes Rabbi Nachman. This is what Mordechai was all about. Mar Dror. Mar, he says, Shahamarus, which is a Lashon of Malchus, Amora, a teacher, Amora or Mora. Right? A person of Marus, a person of empower, a person who's empowered, a person who rules. Yeshla Dror Vacherus. Mordechai is Mar Dror, the Gemara says. Mar means Malchus, Dror means freedom. Like it says by Yovel, Krasim Dror Ba'aretz, like it says in the Liberty Bell. Shechter always likes to point out. It says the Pasuk, Parashat B'chukosai on the Liberty Bell. Or is it Bahar? Maybe it's Bahar. Yeah? So Mar Dror, that your Malchus should be Dror, should be free. Free to what? Free to serve Hashem. Yeshla Dror Vacherus, Shalolish Tamish Bala Anasu Letzarcho, Kim La Hashem Yisparach, Vahaisa La Hashem Hamalucha. When you close your eyes and you say, I'm a tzaddik, you're also saying what? Va'amechulam tzaddikim. How is it that Va'amechulam tzaddikim? How is it that we all became tzaddikim? Because we say in Ashrei that Hashem is a tzaddik. Tzaddik Hashem. Hashem is a tzaddik. Hashem is a melech. Va'isa l'Hashem ha'melucha. If I see myself as an extension of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then I have a shaychus to Malchus. Then I have a shaychus to Tzidkus. Because Hashem is a tzaddik. So by extension, I'm a tzaddik. And the goal is now, what? I use that to help to what? To uncover Hashem's Malchus in the world. I close my eyes and I picture my Malchus. I picture my Tzidkus. I connect myself to Tzaddikim to help me to believe that there's an Avas Olam that's lo sasur mimenu lo olamim. Says Rabbi Nachman, "Da'inu l'shtami shem amalchus la'avodas Hashem yisparach, da'inu la'hazir u'lo'chiach has kol aneshamos shenichnam elav." That all of those souls that again are subordinate, that are submissive to Him, kol echad ve'echad lafi b'chinas amalchus sheyesh lo bizgali ve'izkasya, He guides those souls. Heinim u'mosho be'beiso, if He rules in His home, tzarech la'hazir u'lo'chiach has b'nei beiso, then guide your family. V'miyeshlo memshal yoser, if you have a larger memshal. Continue to spread your malchus as a means of spreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus in the world. No sign. Okay, good. So we'll keep going for two more minutes. Look at Os Gimel. Says Rabbi Nachman a couple lines later in Os Gimel, he says, now we understand Mordechai and Esther. He says, now we understand Mordechai checking in on Esther. He says, "V'zeh perishu v'chol yom v'yom Mordechai mishalich lefnei chatzar beis hanoshim." Okay, we'll save this part for next time. I just want to end with a short, tiny, two-second maisa. This Tuesday night is the yahrzeit of Rav Gadol Eisner. Rav Gadol Eisner was a tzaddik who suffered terribly during the war. He was a mashkiach in the Chedush Erim Yeshiva in Tel Aviv after the war. A ger chassid and a big tzaddik. So he said that one time it was a Shabbos afternoon. The Nazis, Yimach Shom, had marched the Jews out to work, and they came back. They were completely exhausted. And they're thinking to themselves, this is Shabbos. This is a life. The Jews were very, very tzabrachin that day, as they were for, obviously, throughout the entire war. But he saw they were completely broken. And everyone collapsed into their little bunk beds, you know, to grab a few minutes before the Nazis, Yimach Shom, dragged them out once again to Avoda. And all of a sudden, Rav Gadol Eisner jumps up, and he says, Chevra, it's Shabbos afternoon. He says, you think this war is going to go on forever? You think we can allow ourselves to define ourselves as a bunch of tzibrachim slaves? He says, pick yourself up. He said, we're Hasidish Jews. He said, pick yourself up. He said, everyone, I want everyone out of your bed. So everyone jumps up. Listen to a chashuv person. So everyone jumps up. And he says, close your eyes. Like the P.S.S. Rebbe, he said, close your eyes and picture that you're tzaddik. So Rav Gadol Eisner says, close your eyes. He says, you're Hasidish Yid. Picture yourself on a Shabbos afternoon. You just finished the Suda. You have a big bowl of chulin in your belly. And now you're going for a Shabbos walk. He says, take your spadik and tip it off to the side. So these Jews, they line up, they take their little caps and they tilt it off to the side. He says, take your thumbs, like a chassidish yid, he said, tuck it into your gartel. And he said, let your belly lead the way, let the chillin lead the way. So they're looking at him like he's out of his mind. He said, everyone do it. So they close their eyes and they're all walking around, big smiles on their face, they're walking around, you know, going for a stroll in the streets of Yerushalayim or Bar Park, yeah? On a Shabbos afternoon. He said, all of a sudden the door swung open. And one of the Nazi guards walks in, and he sees these Jews strolling around with their eyes closed, caps off to the side, their thumbs tucked into their, you know, their pajama pants, the rags they were wearing. He starts screaming at them, they all quickly jump back into their bed. And there was a yid after the war, he said, in all of my time in Auschwitz, he said, it was the one time I ever left in Auschwitz. He said, because Rav Gad Eisner taught us to change our perspective. And this is not who I am. I'm not going to define myself. I'm not going to define myself by the way the Nazis decided to define me. That the tzaddik, like Rabbi Nachman's saying, like Kluger's saying, like Gizesser's saying, the tzaddik comes to give the Jew a perspective. That even though the Russia wants us to live in Meitzarim, and the Russia wants us to think small thoughts, and to fall into a state of katnus samochim, to allow ourselves to be big people, to set ourselves free, to picture that ideal tzidkus, again, v'amechulam tzaddikim, the reality of our souls. So mirtz Hashem, we should take this to heart. It's a time, chayav adam liros es atzma, you gotta see it with your eyes, you gotta practice. You can't just read this piece in the P.S.S.R. and just, you know, file it away as a nice vart. You have to practice it. You have to close your eyes and you have to picture yourself as a tzaddik, and then mirtz Hashem will be able to express and to reveal this galia, like Rabbi Nachman saying, that tzidkus and malchus inside of each and every one of us.